You've never heard of them. You won't see them bronzed up on a Sunset Strip billboard or chasing 20-something models on Love Island. They have a collective total of zero Heisman trophies and Cy Youngs between them. They won't be walking the red carpet or hosting an Oscar anytime soon. When they get free drink tickets on an airplane, you bet your ass they fucking use them. It's just two guys trying to make it happen. Trying to raise kids, take care of their families, and dropping in on your airspace for 15 minutes in hopes that you get a little something out of it, and maybe even put a little something in as well. It's two guys, one podcast. And now, here are your hosts, Ron Alleman and Brian Harris.
Hey, hey, Ronnie, what's up, my man? How you doing, brother?
Ryan, what's going on, man?
You know, just another day, another dollar, as they say, and I'm always excited to reach the hump day point in the week so I can saddle up next to you and get
always.
This podcast rocking. So
always,
here
man.
We
it's
are, round four at this, right?
This is round three. Podcast three. It's good to see you, though, man. How was your weekend last weekend?
You know, my weekend last weekend was a little more eventful than the weekend prior. Gavin and I, my son, as you know, went camping. We graved the breed outdoors and went out and had a little father-son time and roughed it out in the wilderness. And it was good, man. We had a good time. We went actually not too far from your old stomping grounds up northern Indiana way.
Okay. So now, was it camping or was it more like glamping?
I would say it was a hybrid. There was no tent involved.
Okay.
My theory is that once you push north of 40, sleeping on the ground is no longer an option. So, I may be alone in that theory, but there was a facility. It wasn't much of a glamping kind of sitch. It was pretty bare bones, but you know, we weren't at any point under serious threat from native wildlife or being eaten by bears or anything like that. If that's a defining characteristic, we were.
Well, it's good. I mean, I don't think you want to get into that situation. It's probably not responsible as a parent to get your kid into that situation as well. So, but we kind of did the same thing, man. Like, we left home and we drove an hour south, and I guess we were more like, it was a hybrid, maybe more on the glamping side. We have a friend that has this little house on some water. Like I said, about an hour south of the city. And we left kind of early, got there like mid-morning on Saturday. And the wives kind of took the kids out and they did some paddle boating and a little bit of canoeing and just went exploring the property. And guys stayed home. We actually chopped wood for the fire. And then we started having a few beers. And it was a little nippy out this weekend. I was like, you know, that sweatshirt on. It was like, you know, in the 50s, 60, and we had a nice little time. We ate some good food. I made some ribs, you know, on the grill, and it was great. I had some tequila, some good music. I did sleep on the floor, though. I slept inside, but on the floor. So that's kind of like, that's about as roughing as I'll get.
I mean, that's pretty rough. I mean, you slept on the floor. That's a level deeper than I went. You said the women went canoeing.
Yeah.
And the guys stayed home. It's a little bit of a reversal of roles a bit, isn't it, or no?
Well, the idea was that we were going to go fishing, and then we ended up just kind of like hanging out and bullshitting and drinking some beers. And then, you know, by the time you know it, like 12 o'clock turns into 4 o'clock, and we're like, well, if we go fishing now, who's going to light the grill? We start getting hungry. And so that was kind of like where the decision was made to put the worms back in the fridge. We're just going to stay home. Maybe we'll go, you know, fishing later on that night, although that never happened. And the kids were out in the water. I thought it was too cold to be in the water personally. But I'm kind of old and grumpy, so I didn't want any part of that. So we stayed back at the camp, and we just fucking had a nice little time, just the guys.
Yeah, it sounds good, man. I'm curious, as I'm sure everyone out there is as well. What happened to the worms?
I think they left him out there. We hot-tailed it back on Sunday morning because we had to watch the Bears game, and we actually celebrated one of my other friend's birthdays at my house. So we had like about six people come over that day. I know it sounds a little dangerous. We're all still kind of like quarantining, but these are some friends we've all kind of been with throughout the whole lockdown period. So we're pretty safe hanging out with these guys. So
moving right along, Ronnie, I think we're now excited to unveil yet another new segment. I think could be considered maybe akin of Shut the Fuck Up. And let's get right into it.
You gotta be fucking kidding.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Are you fucking kidding me?
All right, guys. I just wanted to address one thing right now that's going on. And this is going to go out to our beloved Hall of Fame coach, the coach, Iron Mike Ditka. Coach Ditka, I love you. All right. 1985 was a fantastic year. I was in middle school. We were such a great football team. Our defense was unstoppable. We all knew that year that there was no one that was going to beat us. We were going to win that Super Bowl, okay? I love you, Coach, but in regards to the comments that you made about the players peacefully protesting in the NFL, are you fucking kidding me? Look, Dick has gone on record as saying, if you can't respect this country, then get the hell out of it, okay?
Oh, that's an actual quote, huh?
That's a quote. You're playing the game. You're enjoying the game. You don't like the game. Get out of it. All right. What color you are, what you think, your privilege. You got a gift from God. You can play the game because you got a body you can do it with. I don't really understand what you're protesting. If you don't like it, get out. Coach, that's what I have a problem with. I have a problem with what you're actually saying there. Okay. If you don't like it, leave. You don't like something, just get out. Okay. I don't like that. All right. Because what if we talk to our kids that way? All right. Or our youth that way? If we talk to our spouses that way, you know what? Sorry, guys, it's my way or the highway. You don't like it? Just get out. If we talk to our students that way, students, you have no right to question anything. You don't like what's being taught in the history books? I'm sorry. There's the door. Get out. All right? Same thing with our employees. They're afraid to ask questions of their boss. Why? Because you don't like it? Just get out. There's the door. Guys, I don't like that. I don't like that as a response. And you know what? This whole thing kind of got me thinking, Brian, about one of my favorite films from the 80s. You know which one that is?
Well, there's a lot. I know, Ron, but I'm going to venture a guess and say maybe Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Fast Times at Ridgemont High. One of the best movies, one of my favorite movies to come out of the 80s. And what Coach Dick has said has a lot to do with what Mr. Hand said.
Am I hallucinating here? Just what in the hell do you think you're doing?
Learning about Cuba, having some food.
Mr. Spicoli, you're on dangerous ground here. You're causing a major disturbance on my time.
I've been thinking about this, Mr. Hand. If I'm here and you're here, doesn't that make it our time?
What about that? It's our time. It's not just your time, Iron Mike. It's not just the fans' time at home watching a game or some in the stands. It's the players' time. Because we all live in this country. We all have the right to silently protest, and you, by all means, have the right to protest them protesting. But whatever it is, please stop using that term. You don't like the country, then leave, because that's utter bullshit. All right, Coach Ditka, again, love you, but are you fucking kidding me?
Very well done, Ronnie.
Come on.
You know, Mr. Ditka, you know I'm a diehard
Ditka
fan.
I love it. I do love
my favorite moments right here.
Take me out to the ball game.
Mike shows up at Wrigley.
Take me out with the crowd. Bobby's happy.
And he just slays this, doesn't he?
I don't care if I ever get back. I will run up for the whole team. If they don't win it, it's hey. One,
go two,
three, practice action. Go, four,
he's bored out after that. I love that.
Hey-o.
It's interesting, though, Ron. The timing of that particular clip is quite relevant. As you can tell, I'm sporting one of my 20 Cub shirts today. As the Cubbies backed into the playoffs last night, losing to the Pirates.
Into the playoffs.
They're officially in again, which is exciting.
They're in. Go,
let's give
Cubbies.
Them hell in the playoffs, man. That starting pitching is pretty impressive at the current moment.
And looking good. We got to
do some damage in the playoffs, you know.
We got to score some runs, but we're happy to be in the playoffs. Let's just clinch the division now.
We got another one with the Pirates tonight, and then we've got a tough series with the Sox to wind things up.
But we owe the Sox. We owe them.
We do indeed. Enlightening segment. I wanted to now take a moment, which is kind of a marquee moment in history for us here at Two Guys, One Podcast. And we're going to pause here in the middle of the show to talk about a new sponsor that we have on board. So, Ronnie, I know you in particular and many of us out there have often faced the quandary where you've got to hit the bail bondsman because Uncle Leo's in the can again. And lo and behold, you've got a stack of laundry piling up at the same time, right? Yeah. So what do you do in that situation? Well, I'm here to tell you that what you do is you visit our good friends over at Roscoe's Laundromat and Bail Bonds. So Roscoe's Laundromat and Bail Bonds, you can kill two birds with one stone, Ronnie. You bail your friends or family member out. You can fluff and fold. Fluffandbail.com is where you're going to find them. And for a limited time, Ron, Two Guys, One Podcast listeners get 10% off.
10%.
A Class C misdemeanor bailout or a 5-pack power wash package. Yeah, it's 10% off. Now they do, it's one customer per transaction or per.
Yeah, that's fair.
Conviction.
It's very fair.
And, but overall, I think very fair, and visit our friends over at Roscoe's and show the love for Two Guys, One Podcast.
Get over there, guys. You know you can get.
Ron, now with no further ado, something that we've been waiting on for a very long time here at Two Guys, One Podcast, well, a week at least, is we want to settle a debate that's been tearing the nation apart for years and years, and we're gonna bring it to a head here today. And that's the age-old question, Ronnie. Does pineapple belong on pizza? So why don't you tell the folks at home what they're in store for on this?
Well, here's the deal, guys. Obviously, like Brian said, it's an age-old debate. Pineapple on pizza, some people love it, some people hate it. My take on it, I think pineapple's like that kind of weird uncle of yours that kind of comes to the party sometimes. You're not quite sure what's going to happen. Is he going to behave himself? Is he going to hit on one of your friends? Is he going to start a fight? Is he going to get sick and puke on the carpet? That's what pineapple is. But sometimes, once in a while, the stars align. He's with the right group of people. It's the right scene, the right amount of booze, and everything works out great. So my take is I think pineapple is going to show you today whether it does belong on pizza or whether it does not. And we're going to kind of settle that debate. And what the kind of the fun thing is that we each ordered each other's pizza right now. So I ordered a pizza for Brian with the toppings that I feel are going to go really, really well with pineapple. And I believe he did the same thing for me. So we've each got a pizza here and we're going to try it for you.
That's exactly right. And Ron, I'm going to leave it to you to carry this thing for about 20 seconds while I run out. I wanted to be really pure in this effort, so I've got the pizza in a warming oven upstairs. I'm going to go grab it.
That's nice. So I guess if we would have thought this through, we might have either put the warming oven downstairs or we could have saved the warming oven go-getter for when I told the story about the crazy uncle or whatever. But anyway, what I'm going to say right now is one more thing, too, is, again, thank you to Ryan Bono. This cocktail is insane. I don't think I'm going to be able to finish it all. But for the rest of you guys out there, keep sending out some great recipes. We're going to be looking at some other fall drinks, even some wine. And as football season progresses, we might even talk a little bit more football food or maybe some Super Bowl snacks. So keep all that stuff in mind. As you see, our host is back.
It's official. I've got the pizza that you instructed me to order.
There we go. So here's what we're going to do. Brian, I'm going to have you open up the box. Okay. And guys, listen out there. Just so to keep it fair, level playing field. We ordered from the same pizza place. He's in Indy. I'm in Chicago. So we didn't do mom and pop. We did one of the big chains there. So what we got there, Bri, I had you get a hand toss. So not too thin, not too thick. Pineapple with bacon, jalapeno on a white sauce with some red onion. All right. Okay. So go ahead, grab yourself a slice, and I'm just going to tell the people and you as well what I think you're going to find with this pizza. So, again, this is that time where the uncle is totally invited to the party. It's going to be a good thing. The stars are going to align because it's the right amount of crust. It's not too thin where the pineapple is going to overpower everything. It's not too thick. We're going to lose it. It's right in the middle there. Oh, I also got you a white sauce on that. So I think that's also very important. It's not tomato sauce. White sauce with pineapple, a little bit of bacon there, some jalapeno for some spice, red onion to kind of round it out. That's what I think. I think that's a really good pizza. You should be enjoying that right now. Brian, I'm gonna pass it over to you.
I'm going to tell you what I think, and before I do so, I'm going to tell you up front that, as you know from our previous conversation, I went into this a firm believer that pineapple absolutely does not belong on pizza. My theory is that you want to keep flavors need to stay in their own lane, meaning sweet things stay with sweet things. You don't put ice cream on fucking steak. Pineapple should stay where it belongs, which is with other sweet tasting things. But to my surprise and delight, this is a pretty fucking good pizza.
There you go.
I'm enjoying this immensely. In fact, I'm going to have another bite right now. If I could describe it to you, the bacon and the jalapeno complement the pineapple like it's kind of like a Romeo and Juliet kind of thing happening, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know exactly what I mean by that, but it's extremely good, and consider myself somewhat converted.
There we go. I love it.
So, Ronnie, as I have another bite of this, let's turn the tables on this, and why don't you bust out what I ordered for you, my friend?
All right, I'll flip it up to the camera if you guys can see this one. It actually looks pretty good.
Yeah, I think so. I think they did a nice job from what I can tell. And as you pull yourself out a slice, I'll go ahead and run through what my MO was on this, which is, again, with my theory that flavors stay in their lanes, I went completely sweet, bland, or non-savory. So I went with pineapple, white sauce, cheese, Roma tomatoes, no meat at all. And I also asked that you put a little sugar on there. And you're actually going to do it. Tell me if you're adamantly opposed. Is it just a little bit of sugar on top? Because, again, if you're going to have pineapple on there, throw a tad bit of sugar on there. Sweeten up.
I'm going to call that out prior to biting it and say it's an absolute bullshit move that you're pulling on me here, but I'm going to do it for you.
Hey, a little bit of sugar, man.
And that's it. So I got a little bit of a flop here. I got the fold going on here. I'm losing that already.
But it's a Brooklyn style slice, by the way.
It is. Did you mention the ingredients that you put on here?
I sure did. Yeah, we got some Parmesan, Asiago cheese, a white sauce, pineapple, Roma tomatoes, and a touch of sugar.
Guys, I thought for sure you were fucking with me. You were setting me up to have a disgusting pizza. I don't taste the sugar so much. I put a light coating of it. It's really good.
Yeah.
It's really good. Tell me the truth. Were you setting me up? Did you think this was going to be good or not?
Well, I'll tell you this. I've never tried it.
a dick.
I guess in some respects, my theory holds up. The sweet family comes together in a sweet way, maybe. I'm glad you like it, man. And I like yours. So a win all around, and I think a win in the column for pineapple on pizza, because as I said going in, I thought there was no fucking way I'd ever like that. So
there we go. So we're in agreement.
Good stuff, guys. Cheers.
It does belong on pizza, and cheers with that.
Good stuff, Ronnie. So we're just about out of time here, but
we're out of
time. Wrap things up, we're going to go ahead and toggle to what we started last week, which is our NFL matchup for the year. I think you started off really strong, obviously. And
what's the TBD on the weight there?
Well, I didn't want to. I didn't really get a chance to get your weigh in prior, so I felt kind of like.
You have to ask me.
Your weigh in? We're gonna update that after the call.
We're gonna start betting on Monday night games now. All right, we did our first round Thursday, as everybody knows out there. I got one in the wins column. Harris has zero. All right, so this Monday night, we've got Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs visiting the Baltimore Ravens. KC is given 3.5 points. The over-under is 53 on this game. What do you think, Bri?
I think both teams are playing exceptionally well at the moment.
Yeah, and, both 2-0.
I kind of feel like Baltimore has a little bit more in the tank. I like them at home. I wish there wasn't that lingering half point that always pisses me off when they put a half point on something, but as they say, casinos weren't built with winners, right? They probably know something we don't. Anyway, long story short, lock me in for Baltimore at home, giving 3.5. Final answer.
Okay. And again, I think KC is gonna. I think they're gonna do it, man. I'm gonna go with KC.
You're taking KC. Gotcha.
+3.5. I don't think we're gonna need it.
Got it.
And there you go.
So that's that. That gives us the final rundown here to talk about what's coming up next week, right? Why don't you tell the boys and girls at home what's in store for what'll be episode 4, my friend?
Episode 4, I think we're going to go with Brian Harris giving us a special segment on is it a sport or isn't it a sport? Let your mind kind of wander what that could be about. So is it or is it not a sport? And also, I think we're going to go back to the shut the fuck up skit. Although this time, switching gears, Brian's going to have a little something to say about that. Is that right?
Yeah, I got a little something. I'm taking direct aim at the internet sensation Farmville. And I look forward to talking about that at length in about a week's time. So guys, for all of us here, meaning Ron and I at Two Guys, One Podcast, thanks for sticking with us as we try to keep this thing stitched together. And we're out. We'll see you guys next time. Everyone have a great week. We'll talk to you a week from today.
See ya.
It's Two Guys, One Podcast.